There seemed to be no end to the unusual measures Turkey would take to shore up the lira. The government had made it prohibitively hard for foreigners to bet against the battered currency. By the end of June, the central bank had burned through $65 billion in foreign reserves to protect it, in effect pegging it to the dollar for the past couple of months. On August 6th, however, the bank gave up and allowed the lira to float. It promptly sank. The currency fell by more than 3% during the day, reaching a record low. Turkey may now be facing a repeat of the crisis of 2018, when a standoff with America, a credit boom, and a bulging current account deficit forced the central bank to impose towering interest rates in order to prevent a currency meltdown. Its Monetary Policy Board meets on August 20th. But the bank is even less independent than it was in 2018. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, sacked its previous governor for refusing to slash rates. His successor is highly unlikely to raise them without Mr. Erdogan's permission. Another complication is that the bank's foreign currency assets are depleted. Gross assets dipped to $90 billion in July. Net assets, which deduct foreign liabilities and borrowing through currency swaps with local banks, stand at minus $41 billion. They have run out of ammunition, says Özlem Derici Şengül of Spin Consulting, an advisory group. If they continue like this, they may have no hard currency left. Turkey can still try to restore investors' confidence in its management of the lira and the economy. But no one is certain it is willing to do so. For now, the government has begun cutting the money supply through the back door. Earlier this year, in an attempt to soften the blow from the COVID-19 pandemic, state-run banks had flooded the market with cheap loans.